Sarah Paige Gruber.
Hi, I'm Jessica Wilson. And we are two
wild and crafty girls.
The podcast. And I messed it up.
Yes. I mean, it's episode two. Why wouldn't you mess it up, right?
Listen, it's been a day. Of course I was going to mess that up. My gosh. How are you?
It has been a day. I'm good to be here now because I know that all I have to do is concentrate on this. I don't have to think about all the 2003 other things that I have to do. And look what I got today.
Oh, I can't drink coffee because, you know, I can't do the caffeine after a certain time now. So
I got a little Starbucks this morning. I have water too.
Yeah.
But I got a little Starbucks this morning because for everybody who, I don't know, doesn't ever listen to what I say, today was nail day.
I love them. And,
thank you. And eyelash day.
Oh.
So I literally had 9 a.m. nails and 10 a.m. eyelashes. So in between, I picked up a Starbucks because goodness knows I was not up and ready to go for me to make my own coffee and breakfast. So I ran to Starbucks and I hit the button to order my cold brew, cold foam cold brew. So I hit the button, which I always order a grande. Like, that's my size. Flipping, it was somehow defaulted to venti. So I got a venti. So it is 2 o'clock and I'm still sipping on, because I'm a sipper.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, my coffee, I sip all day long.
Me too.
So I'm almost done with it, which is a little extra kick of the caffeine. That's always a fun day when I get to get my nails done, I get to get my lashes done, and then I get myself a Starbucks. It's like a very special day, and I do it like once or twice a month, right? So that was today. But we also had to get Ryan and his buddy to football, and then we had to get Easton over to tutoring, and then I got the time wrong on tutoring, so Aaron drove Easton to tutoring. Listen to this. It's supposed to be from 10 to 11. This is my brain thinking everything's from, it always starts at 10. Well, on my calendar, it said 11. I'm like, that's got to be wrong. I put it in the calendar. Like, I had to have put it in the calendar wrong. Okay. So Aaron's like, I have a meeting that I cannot miss at 11. And I'm like, I have lashes from 10 to 11. Like, you're going to have to help.
So you're going to have to miss your meeting, Aaron.
Yeah. So he drops him off at 10 a.m. And he's sitting there because you have to wait for them to get pulled out of the lobby. So he's sitting there and sitting there and sitting there. At 10:30, he goes, he has not been called yet. And I'm like, something is wrong. So he checked the seating chart for the day, which they have the schedule up. Sure as shit, Easton's not supposed to be there till 11 a.m. So he had to go for his meeting, and he left Easton in the waiting room to sit by himself, which is fine. It's like a waiting room with like three chairs and windows, so you can see, they could see him. So he was safe sitting there in the waiting room. I get there at 11 thinking I'm picking him up because he's done.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and goes, thank God you're here. Can we go home? And I'm like, he's like, it's taken so long. And I'm like, it is like 10:59. How are you sitting in the waiting room? And he goes, they haven't even called me yet. And I was like,
oh, no.
He sat there for an hour.
Oh.
First of all, you're not supposed to like leave your kid unattended. Second of all, he sat there for an hour. This kid cannot sit and wait. He's like totally ADHD.
He's me.
He cannot. He was sitting there with his arms in his shirt, hunched over, trying to like lay his head on his knees just to like take a nap or something because he was dying of boredom.
Oh.
I felt awful. So the only thing I could say to make him feel better was, we'll stop at McDonald's. You get a Grimace shake afterward. And it perked him up. And I go, because you had to wait so long.
Wait,
so
I'm sorry. Stop 1 second. What is a Grimace shake?
Oh, you don't know. Oh, gosh. Okay.
What the heck is a Grimace shake?
So it, you know who Grimace is.
I know who Grimace is. Yes.
So it's like his birthday or something. And in honor of his birthday, they made a purple milkshake.
Oh.
And it's like a berry or like a blueberry what? Flavor. No, it's so good.
Nope, done.
It's a vanilla shake. And they put like a berry flavoring in it.
Oh.
And it's kind of a blueberry, but it's very good. I really, really like it.
No, thank you. I'm good.
My boys have been addicted, even Aaron. Like, they all had to go. Like, it's been a huge thing. And I don't know about you, where you are, but McDonald's is, like, known for
their milkshake machines being down.
Shake machines down.
Yes, yes, yes.
We once hit three McDonald's and they all had their shake machines down. I'm like, I all the swear time. To God, I swear to you. And Aaron's like, it's a conspiracy.
Listen.
I believe it is.
I believe it
I
is,
believe
too.
It is.
I believe it. I'm telling you. Ugh. And you know something? I'm gonna tell you right there. Like, literally, that sparked one of our biggest. Have you ever heard of anything? Have you ever heard of something called a nothing fight? Have you ever heard of that?
Like you're fighting and you don't even know why you started fighting to begin with. It'll like last a week and you'd
yes. And you have no idea why it started or how it's gonna end. And
oh,
like,
my gosh. Yes.
I am telling you. Okay. So yeah, the McDonald's shake machines, they are known to spark the biggest nothing fights between me and Bran because typically we only will go to McDonald's for a milkshake when it's Shamrock Shake season. That's typically the only time.
Aaron and Ryan love those. I do not.
But I will tell you, we did have... Yes, mint. Oh, my God. Mint. Hello.
Mint should not be a dessert flavor. That's gross.
We've had this conversation. We've had this conversation.
Cough medicine.
No, it is so good. Oh, when I make my creamy, my little ninja creamy, I make all mint.
I had peanut butter chocolate last night.
Oh, I do like peanut butter.
It was so good. In my creamy.
I tried to do
protein ice cream.
Listen, I got to say this real quick and then I want to talk about this nothing fight. But so I followed this one guy on TikTok because, you know, TikTok's a thing since we haven't been here in 4 years, but now TikTok is a thing. Yep. And I found this guy. I can't think what his name is. I have to go back and look at it, but I've been following him and he lost a crazy amount of weight. He has these recipes on there. So I've been and he's like to make them good, like to make the ninja creamies good, but
does
like
healthy.
Does
he do food planning? Like, does he do like?
Yeah, he's like got glasses. Do you know what I'm talking about? Or he's like, I gotta find
like,
it.
Like, I follow
quick.
A couple guys on there who like do like meal prep.
I'm gonna find it.
All of that.
You
and
hold on 1 second. I'm gonna tell you who he is.
At first, you're like,
great.
I follow this guy. I'm like, oh, is it Matt Rife? Because I follow him.
Oh, Matt Rife. Yes, I love him. I wanted to see him in person. God, he's awesome.
I do too. I want to go so bad.
Listen, I would love to see him, but now his tickets are $4,000 million.
Like $4,000 million. They're not $4,000 million if you can get them
right
like, when they first go on sale. They're only $4,000 million because people are idiots and they like resell.
And because he started a spark online.
Like every suburban housewife wants to see him.
Correct.
That's why.
That is why.
I'm like, this kid is a kid.
Yeah, he
100%.
Is.
100%. This kid is a kid. And he's, like, so wrong and so, like...
Amazing.
Awesome that I understand why ladies are bringing in cookies and all of the things.
Yes. It's former Fat Guy Fitness is who I follow.
Oh,
and
I
he
don't know
is,
that that's...
He's hysterical,
no,
number
not.
One. You got to follow
like
him.
He looks like he's Amish.
He's not. He's so funny. You got to watch him. I laugh so hard. But he uses
Fat Guy Fitness.
Former Fat Guy Fitness. He is his name on TikTok.
Maybe he'll have some like good fitness for me.
Like he does a lot of like.
I'm not former yet. I want to be former.
I want to be former too. Okay.
Let's get former.
Listen. Okay. Can we concentrate one thing here? We have to say this. Let's go back on our former pictures. We're former puffy, wild, and crafty girls. Okay.
Okay. So everybody out there listening, if you have watched any of our, not watched, but listened to or seen the pictures from our old
How would they listen to the pictures? How would they listen to the pictures?
You know what I mean. If you looked at the pictures from our former episodes from 4 or 5 years ago, because it spanned a couple years, our faces are so puffy.
It looks
like we literally
ate
like
ourselves.
Came out of the microwave and we're a marshmallow and we're puffy. And I'm like, we look like ourselves, but we're puffy. That is because we've a little bit matured in 4 years.
Yeah.
And we've shredded some poundage.
We've lost people.
Yeah, if we combined our lost weight, it probably would equal a person.
It definitely would equal a person. Yeah. I definitely lost a person. You lost a person. Yeah,
so
most
for
definitely.
Real, Yeah. Yeah, I love looking at old pictures to know how far I've come.
I don't.
You can't always feel it in the day. You can't feel it now. I mean, you can't look at yourself and be like, dang, I look good. Uh-uh. You can look at yourself from 4 years ago and be like, oh, that's what I used to look like.
And that's when you say, how did anybody love me?
That is not how you treat yourself.
I know.
If
I'm kidding.
I have taught you anything. You just look at, dang, look at how far
I've
come.
I know,
that's
look how far I came.
I know.
So, like, I will say that, like, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I will look at some of the, like, I had to go through my closet and I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, well, I can't wear this. Well, I can't wear that.
Right.
And like, look, my watch, I literally have to keep putting up my, like, instead of buying another watch band.
I have adjustable ones.
This one is adjustable, but I can no longer adjust it. So I have to move it up, which is funny.
Did you try again?
No, we can't, Siri.
Siri, come on.
Okay, so wait, I have to tell you, I'm going to talk about this because this is, I think this will be a good, good thing for us. This nothing fight thing, right? Because me and Bran had, like, the dumbest nothing fight the other day, and my friends from here were over, and they were dying. It was on my birthday, right? And it's funny.
On your birthday.
On my birthday, and they're
of
like,
course.
They are like, you guys, and Mads, she's like, you seriously need to write this stuff down so that way you can talk about this on the podcast.
You know what? Yeah.
This is it. These are the kind of things.
I have a feeling this conversation is like, I remember the cruise fight, but we're going to not talk about
that
one.
Remind me of the cruise fight. Because we've had many and nothing fights.
So Jessica and I have been on, we vacation together every year.
Oh my God, yes.
The past 6 years. And 1 year we were on a cruise. And Brandon got some wild hair.
Up his ass.
Yes. And he just was like, if Jessica does this one thing, I'm going to be so mad. And I'm like, got to keep it a secret. And Jessica's like, we got to keep it a secret. But she's going to go do this one thing. And I think it was with
our friend. Yes, smoking. Yep.
Yeah.
Which I no longer do. That's another thing I could talk about. 2 years smoke free.
Yes. So Jessica went with our friend, our mutual friend, and they went out, whatever, to like have a smoke break or something.
Yep.
And he got so pissed to the point where we're all like, it's our after party meal.
Yes.
Like on a cruise, I hope you understand, like the progression of your food is like, there is a late night after drinking food. And so we were at our after party food. We had probably have 3 or 4 tables worth of people, probably like 10 or 12 people sitting around. And Brandon and Jessica are like going at it like, blah, blah. And like, they're so New Jersey, like what I would say New Jersey, like fighting with their words and like this and the looks and the way they say it. And literally, you all know. In 10 minutes, they're going to be making up.
Yep.
And it's going to be all fine. And the next day, they're going to be all lovey. And here I am like, oh, my God, this is the worst thing in the world. Like, I can't even imagine. And blah, 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 blah. Like, because while I've had the fights over nothing and that I thought it was going to, like, end my relationship, it's very hard for me to snap back because I'm not from New Jersey.
Yes.
I don't, like, I'm intimidated by confrontation, and if we're fighting, I almost always end up in, like, the silent treatment, because I'm so mad that I cannot even look at him or sit. I mean,
yes, I've been there for that. Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You've.
I may have witnessed that a time or two.
You may have had my husband spend the night in your room before.
I may have. Yes. I may have had. Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's. If you are from, I'm going to tell you, it is Upper East Coast, tri-state area. Like, there is a thing to be said. Like, we love hard. We fight hard.
Yes.
We do everything hard.
That's what
but
she said.
We will, exactly, that's what she said. But we go and we will give you the shirt off our back. We will take you in. We will feed you good. We will become fast friends. However, if you, who's that?
We're puppy sitting. This is Theo. This is Bella.
Hi, Theo.
Little, big, chunky guy.
Oh, he's so cute. Hi, Theo.
Keep going. He's a Havanese. But
he's so cute.
He's like a cousin. He's a cousin to Bruno.
I know, and they play together. I love it. We will, like I said, we will feed you. We will give you everything. But if you cross us, That's it. All bets are off. And like me and Bram, we do that. Like we will fight hard. We will go at it hard. I will, you know, that's just the way it is. But then
that's
literally.
That's why I stay on Jessica's good side.
Stop.
I'm a little scared of her.
No, you are not.
I'm not.
Not at all. But at the end of the day, I mean, I would die for anybody, any one of my friends, but we will have the worst nothing fights. Like me and Bran, our nothing fight the other day was over the fact that he's nose blind and did not smell. Like we literally walked in the house after coming in and I'm like, how do you not smell that there's rotting fruit somewhere?
Oh my God.
He's like, no, there isn't. And I'm like, Bran, there's rotting fruit. Like literally it gives me an instant headache. He's like, there's no rotted fruit. I'm like, how do you not smell that? Dude. Literally, it's rotted fruit. And he's like, no, no, no. He's like, I think it's the dishwasher. And I'm like, I just did a video on how to properly clean the dishwasher. I'm telling you, it's not the dishwasher. And if it's the dishwasher, it's because you left something in there for days and didn't run it. Sure enough, there was stuff in the dishwasher, but that's not the smell. It is the rotted fruit smell. How do you not smell that? How did your eyes not go over and look and see what it was?
But there's rotting fruit. I swear to God, I've had this fight before. Aaron cannot smell anything. And
right.
I'm like, this is blatant. I can smell it.
Yes. Like literally it punches you so hard in the face where you're like, what the hell was that? Did a ghost come up in here and 1-2 punch me? Like what happened?
Gosh.
That was like our nothing fight the other day over being freaking nose blind and the dishwasher. I'm like, how's that happen? It was insane. Dumbest fights ever.
Oh. God, we had a really good one. If you want to talk about dumbest fights ever.
Yes, I want to hear.
This was so long ago. And Aaron likes to cook, and he tries new things and everything, but I may have talked about this before. It's called the black bean incident.
No, I've never heard the black bean incident.
To the point where I thought my marriage was over. And that's like, you know how you can like fight and then be over it and
yes.
make up whatever. I can't. Like if I'm fighting, I feel like this is like the end all of everything. Like it really takes a toll on me. And so you have to know that from me. I'm not a fighter.
I'm not a fighter.
Okay.
And you were eerily calm for the most part when you guys fight. Like that's what, like for me, that would take it up a level for me. Like don't be flipping calm. Like I wouldn't get you on a dirty, and you were eerie calm.
Yeah. So what happened was he was cooking and we were having Mexican or whatever. And I like black beans. He was going to add black beans into whatever we were making, Mexican of some sort. And he didn't know that you have to rinse black beans before you use them. Okay.
Because I did not know that either.
Okay. Well, number one, it says it on the can, but also it comes with knowing because they are packed in like this very gritty, gooky, like slimy gook. Like you would never use it, right? Like
I will never eat them. Nope.
Okay. So what you do is you dump them out and you can put them in a strainer or whatever and you rinse them, or you just rinse them in the can and just keep dumping it out. It just takes a little longer. If you put them in a strainer or whatever, it's easier. So you're supposed to rinse the black beans. If you don't, you can taste. You can tell because it's a little grittier. It's a little different.
Oh, stop it.
And I'm eating the food that he cooked and I'm very appreciative of it. And I ask him a question. Did you rinse the black beans? All I did was ask that question. And he went off on me, yelling and yelling and like, I am so freaking sorry that I'm not good enough and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And he just went off on me because I asked a question and I looked at him. And I said, number one, I'm eating the darn food, right? I didn't say darn. I'm eating the food. I never said I wouldn't. I asked you a simple question. And if you didn't know, learn something today from this. Like, grow up, just because you don't, you know, you tell me all the things that I do wrong all the time and I learn from it. If you can't understand, blah, 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 whatever. I end up saying my piece and leaving the house without, without finishing my black bean dinner or whatever it was. And I'm so mad. All I want to do, like, I'm just so mad. Like, how could he get mad because I asked a question? The freaking black beans. All I want to know is if you rinse them, because if you didn't, I was going to teach you that you need to rinse the black beans, right? I'm not going to stop eating it. I'm going to continue eating it. I will thank you for making dinner, but I will hope that you learn that you're supposed to rinse the black beans. So I leave. And the thing that would make him the maddest, and that's all I wanted to do, was like make him mad. And I thought my marriage was over. Like, I was in tears. So I go shopping. Because he hates when I spend money. So I go to Ulta. I've been wanting a new hair straightener or whatever. I spent so much money that night. All his fault. Because I just wanted to. He was sure that I left. Like, he was sure that, like, I went to my mom's house or something. And I think my parents still live in Ohio. So he was literally like, I didn't think you were going to come home and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you need anger management. And he was like, fine. And I was like, oh, it was, we forever to this day will discuss and say, we don't need another black bean incident.
We don't need, like, a black bean. I did not expect it to go to that point. I seriously thought the black bean incident would be something different.
No, the only thing, he knows the few words that he has to say to really, really, really make me mad. And all he has to do is look at me and say, what day of the month is it? And I will be, like, smoke will come out of my ears. Because that is the way he calls me a you-know-what.
Yep.
Because he knows that I'm being either cranky or whatever. And the things that I have to say to him is, like, eat a Snickers. Because the man, he gets hangry.
Yes.
But he does it to himself. Because yep. He will be like, I'm not going to, okay, like, I'm dying of hunger. Mm-hmm. But I know we're going to eat dinner eventually. So I'm just going to hold out. But the longer he holds out,
the hangrier
the worse he gets.
Yes.
I'm like, just freaking take a nibble of something because it's gonna turn into a black bean incident.
I get it.
I blame the men. Like, I don't think.
Listen, I get it, but I will tell you, like, I also fully understand because I mean, I have to say there are a lot of characteristics of me and Aaron that are the same. Like,
oh God,
I get
joke about this.
I know. It's so funny because, like,
I'm married to a male version of Jessica.
I know. It's funny. It's funny, but it's not. Like, because I will get hangry and I am stubborn where it's like, well, I just want to, okay, if I'm only going to eat one meal a day, like, I want to eat the crap out of that meal. Like, literally, let me eat the shit out
of
that meal.
So it needs to be.
It needs to be good. Like, I want
to
eat the whole thing.
It
correct.
Needs to be an event.
Like, I need to sit down. I want fireworks. Like, I want it to be, like, let it be a presentation.
Yes.
I'm not going to ruin it with a nibble of something else.
No, well, I get that.
Do you see what I mean?
You've been with him. So this often happens on vacation because,
it does.
Again, vacation is scheduled around meals. So,
it
like,
is.
If we're having dinner and we have reservations for 7 p.m.,
right.
But he didn't eat lunch or he, like, just had a snack at 11 a.m., he's going to die. Like,
yes.
Literally, he needs more food more
yes.
regularly.
He does.
So waiting for 7 p.m. is, like, super difficult, but he doesn't want to ruin it and he wants...
I know.
I totally get it. I totally get it. Oh my gosh.
I get that. So I
and then, by the time you get that far, you're just like pissed. Oh my gosh. You're just so mad.
And then, but then wait a second. Then it's like, well, now I ate and I see the error of my ways. And it's like, how do you go back from that? Because you had the worst nothing fight because it was over nothing, but because you were hangry and it's like, well, I became Godzilla and destroyed a whole town. Mm-hmm. And how do I come back from that where it's like, why? Do you still love me? Am I still your one and only?
So, like, these days, I know how to take it a little bit better than I did back in the early days of our marriage. And I literally, these are my words often when he gets into a thing. I'll be like, oh, that's the day we're going to have.
And then I Is it with talking. That face though too? Because that face says it all.
That's the kind of day we're going to have. Because I was perfectly fine. Well, now he's been throwing that back at me. Like if I have an episode that's like a frustration, whatever. And it takes a long time for me to get to that. Like, let me explain. Once
Please
every
do.
3 months, once a quarter, I have a frustrating episode. His is more like twice a month. Okay. Or more. That's lenient. I don't know if he's going to listen to this or not. It's fine. He knows the truth. Maybe twice a month to the point where like the boys are aware. They're like super like tiptoe. They come to me. They're like, Mom, I don't want to ask this in front of Dad. Right? Because. Yeah. Okay. So.
Yep. I get it.
So he'll throw that on me. Oh, that's the kind of day we're going to have. And then I might become unleashed, or if I'm feeling mature, I will just keep my mouth shut. Like it'll be silent treatment. Usually fast forward a few hours after he realizes what he has done. He'll be like, I'm sorry, I was crabby. Oh, crabby? Is that the way you describe it? Because really, I'm pretty sure it's a much harsher word than that. But we do. He says he's sorry. Sometimes I will say I'm sorry for being that way. I don't want to be that. I don't ever want to, like, lose my frustration. Like, that's the thing. Like, they're always a breaking point of, like, a buildup. And that's why it's stupid. That's why it's black beans. That's why it's a smell of rotten fruit. It's not the big things. That doesn't cause us to have, like, knockdown, drag-out fights.
No.
It is the littlest thing that just got on your
Because here's
nerve.
The thing. Because you already were where it's like something happened and you put it off. Whatever it is. Something happened, you put it off. Okay, it is what it is.
Yep.
Something happened, you put it off. It was that eighth thing where it was the smell, the beans, where you were like, now I'm unhinged.
Yeah.
And nothing can stop me.
And
it's
you had
that.
Been
and that's
like,
the nothing fight.
Yeah. And you had already like been away, come home. It's your birthday. And you're like, I already have been through so much stress of traveling. And now I'm home. And I just want this like magical day to like do nothing or be pampered and have my birthday. And you are like, why is there rotting fruit smell?
Yes. Why do I have to clean when I come? Like, why am I cleaning on my birthday? And that's the way it was.
Oh my gosh.
I literally was. I just wanted to lose my mind. I just wanted to lose my mind.
Yeah. I know. I totally.
Or like, it drives me up a wall when I am working all day long and it's like, I get up. I'm the one that gets up. I'm the one that feeds Eddie. I'm the one that gives him breakfast. I take care of him all day long. And then it's like, I'm usually the one that cooks dinner. And then it's like, okay, I guess I'll give Eddie his dinner. And then at the end of the night, when I'm finally done working, I'm like, well, I want to be off the clock too. And then it's like, Eddie will come over to me and be like, give me the little nosing. And little Bran is relaxing on the couch. Big Bran's relaxing in his chair. And I'm like, none of you two can just jump in here and be like, oh, I see that he's coming to you. Let me get up and get him because he knows it's time for P-U-P-C-U-P. I can't even say it because he's laying right here.
Right,
and he'll jump right up. It's okay, guys. I'll get it. I literally have been doing whatever. And
you
like,
got it.
I will become unhinged after one more thing that happens. And it would be over. They would have no idea why. But it's because literally I come up into that.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the other day when me and you were prepping.
Yes.
I literally was like, hold on a second. And I went upstairs and I lost my ever-loving mind because I could hear them like bickering with each other. And I'm like, I literally told you to keep it down.
Keep it down. Oh.
I go upstairs and I have to become unhinged. Yep. Over something so silly, like because they're bickering, but it's because I've already asked. I've already been there and I've already had this conversation 27 times. Mm-hmm. They're just not paying attention to me.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
So there's the unhinged nothing fights.
It drives me. Yeah. I mean, it happens with your kids too.
Yeah.
Like it's like the silliest thing. And you're like, I said, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I said, hey, hey.
Yes.
Why do I always have to yell? And then your 13-year-old looks at you and says, because we don't listen when you say it nicely. I'm like, come here.
Yep. Yep. Little Bran, he'll be like, I don't understand why you're in such a mood or why you have to raise your voice to me. Because you know why? Because I've asked you every single day this week to stop putting your goddamn clothes on top of the sofa. And every single day you put your clothes on the sofa. Oh, so if I ask you every single morning and then it's Friday morning and you're still doing it, I'm not going to be nice when I ask you to do things. Or every single day when he comes down to take a shower because, you know, he is now working for the borough. He's throwing trash. So, of course, he wants to come right home and get in the shower. I get it. Stop leaving your clothes outside of the bathroom down here.
There's
stop doing it.
For a reason.
Literally, it's 10 feet right outside of the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be nice. I'm going to burn your clothes. I'm going to burn them all outside. Oh, and then what are you going to do? Because I'm seriously tired of saying it. Yeah. And then you're going to say, why do you have an attitude when you're saying this to me? Why can't you just say it nice? I said it nice the first 400 times. At 401, I lose my shit.
Right. Exactly.
Like, it's there it is. 400. It's a nothing fight because I've already said it 900 times and I look ridiculous.
Like, just listen to the words. Oh, my gosh. They don't listen to the words.
No, they don't.
Like, I was helping Ryan. So Ryan's girlfriend has a birthday on Sunday.
Which I can't believe Ryan has a girlfriend now, too. Jesus. I know. Four years, people.
In 4 years. Yeah, my son, you know, young like, right? Not love. Young like. They're going to be in high school. And so they're young. Well, her birthday is Sunday.
Aww.
And I know. So he went shopping and spent his hard-earned money, got her gifts. And we're talking about, like, wrapping them, putting them in a gift bag, whatever. And I'm like, well, let's go home and see what bags I have. Because, you know, I'm a bag lady. I keep the bags. Well, I don't have a big enough bag. So I'm like, I'll just quick make one. So I have, like, these reusable canvas bags. So I make a bag that's cute. And they're going out on the boat tonight. So they're going. She lives on the lake. They're going out on the boat to watch fireworks on the lake. Yep, and with her family. So they're gonna. He's gonna go on the boat. So he's got to have his present ready. Not tonight. It's tomorrow night. I forgot. So I have the bag. I have the tissue paper, and I'm like, you know what? Here's what you need to do. Here's the gift receipt. I want to tape it. He got her a sweatshirt and some other things, and I'm like, I'm gonna tape this gift receipt to the tag. I said, so I want you to remove the price, but not the tag. Just remove the price, but not the tag. I repeat it three times. Remove the price, but not the tag. And I'm like, why don't you bring the sweatshirt over me so that I can help you and you'll understand what I'm saying. He rips the price tag off.
Oh my God.
Walks it over to me. And I'm like, God. This is why I said remove the price, not the tag. And he goes, well, you told me to remove the price tag.
Remove the price, not the tag.
So I'm like, this is why I use the words that I use, because it's specific. And I said, look, they make the price so that you can just flip it off.
Yes. It's got these little dashes.
It's Nike, right? It's like a Nike.
Yes.
Yeah, Nike sweat. And so take that off. And we're just going to tape the thing right here. I go, since you took it off, I'm putting it in the pocket of the hoodie. So it's in there and it won't get lost. So it's like the whole, the words, as a teacher, I choose my words to be
carefully
clear and concise. Yes. To get the exact point across. Like, have you ever watched Survivor? Like, even back in any time. Ever. So they always have challenges where somebody is standing up and calling out directions and other people are blindfolded and they have to follow the voice and follow the direct. I feel like that every day that I am up there standing up there trying
that is
to call
a great
and they
that is a great way to describe it.
They can't see me, they can't see what they're doing, they have to hear me, and I'm trying to be as concise as I'm like, stop, turn left, like, it's put your hand down, like, it's every day, especially with the boys, my yes. husband and our sons, especially with them. The girls, a little bit, but they tend to pick up more of what I'm throwing out there.
Right.
But the boys, man, it is like Venus and Mars, man.
You are utterly thoughtful with your words. I have learned to be thoughtful. Yes, I have learned to be thoughtful with my words. Like, I've learned, I'm like, there's ways to be, like, reasons to be thoughtful with your words because, and especially certain things, because I know that both my brands will choose to latch onto a certain word. So I'm like, let me be thoughtful on it. And it still doesn't matter. It's like
I'll say, go.
Throw it away.
Go get me some Italian dressing, but just don't buy this brand. They'll come home with that brand because I specifically said it. Okay. They specifically said it. Aaron just walked into my room. He saw that we were recording, and he gave me hand signals. He's like... He made it rain on himself with his hand. He goes, I'm going to shower.
He should have gone like this. Like flash dance.
Oh. That's so funny. Oh, God. So
we don't need that to be a...
don't need it.
An outtake. No, an outtake.
Not as an outtake, please.
God, oh, no.
No. Oh, but man.
Do not tune in to see why I did that.
Communication is so important for, like, married life and raising children and, like, everything in the whole world.
Business life.
So hard. And business life, yeah. And it's so hard. It is so much harder than you think. And no matter how careful you are with your words, someone always finds a way to take it the wrong way.
I know.
And I I cannot. And me specifically, not so much you, because your attitude's a little more fun loving, and people, really, I think you're super fun loving, and so people take you that way. But me, I can be very serious at times. But it's like more of my structure brain and my
that's a good thing, because people do take you serious, and I'm not. I never take it serious.
But sometimes they take my words if I'm trying to be really good with my words, and I'm speaking or typing in like a very like precise way. They think I'm being like bitchy or controlling or whatever, and I'm like, if you only knew the heart behind my message, you would never ever think this. Like, you would never. But
those people are assholes. It's that simple.
It's a double-edged sword, right? When people don't really take the time to get to know you or your intent or whatever, it's and I think the same thing happens when we're in a relationship. Mm-hmm. When you live in the same house as somebody and you say something.
Yes.
Because it's what you think. It's like, this is coming out of my mouth because I'm like, ew, what is that smell? And then, like, how do you not smell that? And then they take offense to whatever you're saying. And I'm like, I'm not being mean to you. I'm just saying, there's a smell. You can't smell it. I can't believe you can't smell it because it is blatant. But I know what it is.
Right. It's I could go right this. To it. Right. How can you? And then it's like, they think it's an attack. And it's not. It's more like, how is it that you don't?
No,
how can you not?
And you're saying, no, it's probably the dishwasher, but you don't even smell it. So how do you know what it is? I know what it is because I'm smelling it. Yeah.
Correct.
Communication is hard, man. It makes me want to drink.
I know. Seriously. Can we drink?
Next week.
I know. Let's drink next week. Let's drink the entire episode next week. And every time, guys, you should probably write in and tell us a word. And then we'll just drink every time we say that word. Wouldn't that be fun?
Let's remind everybody.
Yes.
That because we're still getting started.
Yes.
We do have a phone number.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
All right, you ready? All right, here's our phone number, you guys. It is 269-297-0080. That is the phone number. We will not pick it up.
It's going to be a voicemail.
It's going to be voice message.
Leave us a voicemail.
Yes. Tell us if you have show ideas. We want to hear your show ideas. If you've got a great thing you want to say, if you have something funny if you have a funny story that has to do with one of the topics we've done, please share it. We want to hear it. We want to play it. Call us. Let us know.
We also have email.
Yes, we do. It is 2wildandcraftygirls spelled out. The A-N-D is spelled out. It's not an ampersand at gmail.com. What else do we have?
Follow
we have
Facebook. Our Facebook page.
Yes. Two Wild and Crafty Girls. Is it podcast or just Two Wild and Crafty Girls?
It's just Two Wild and Crafty Girls on Facebook. It's our page.
Yes.
We are going to be starting a group where we're going to pop in our videos and our outtakes and some really, well, we might be doing outtakes on reels.
The outtakes need to be, yes.
But we're going to throw the videos into our group. So make sure you pay attention to the Facebook page and your following so that you can get invited into the group.
Yep.
And watching the videos, because it'll be amazing.
Yes.
It'll be super fun.
Yes. Super and if fun. You are looking to be a sponsor, make sure you reach out to us. It probably would be best if you emailed us. Mm-hmm. I'm being honest with you there.
Yes.
Because I don't know how long that email, the voicemail, like, will be and whatnot. So you should probably do that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yay.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
What are you
that's
doing?
A great topic today. So I got my lashes done.
Oh,
today,
so you can, that's so right. And you can't do.
I was just like feeling it. Not
okay.
I'm weird.
I was like, is your contact falling out? I could not tell what was happening.
See, when you join the group, you'll be able to see what I was doing. I was touching my lashes.
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
I know. This was a good topic today. And, you know, not every episode is going to go an hour. This one is probably just going to go.
This could be a quicker one. 45 minutes?
Yeah, it's a good one. It's good for us.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Awesome sauce. I hope you guys all had a great 4th. We didn't even, like, bring it up.
I know.
4th of July. We'll catch up with, like, our vacation our weekend plans and everything next time. But make sure you tune in. We are probably going to have either a special guest or a couple special guests next week. And we're not going to say what, but it's going to be awesome either
way. It's going to be so good.
Yes.
I can't wait.
You guys have an amazing weekend.
Yes.
And we will see you next week.
Yay. Bye, guys.
Bye.